Arbery and George Floyd shouldn't have died. And if the system didn't fail us, they would still be alive. With all the pain and agony while on his neck and he cried. I know they hear us, they don't see us like they legally blind. But nah, I know they see us making the movement. We making the movement. We ride for our brothers and sisters that we keep on losing. Y'all expected to sit back like it never ever happened. The man in blue is quick to jump. When we all come into action, if we don't see the video, the story gets no traffic. Man, I'm tired of going places where I'm judged upon my blackness.
When it comes to expressing yourself freely during a time of need, many people in our society will use social media platforms to help spread or create awareness amongst different communities. But Kid J is using music to make a positive impact in his community. He is an entertainer with a strong message that has been maintained from the onset of his career. The musician Kid J used his social media platform as a way to promote his positive lyrics and unique image to the youth and music lovers. Kid J was able to speak with Eastern Echo about his experience as a musician and his connection to the Black Lives Matter movement.
My name is Jason O'Banner Jr. My dad is a senior, of course. I was born and raised in Ypsilanti, Michigan, and I'm 20 years old, and I turned 21 in September. And I started music at the age of 13. It started out as me just beating on the table with my boys at the lunch table and we just having fun, you know, just freestyling and stuff. So that's when I found my ability to rap. But mm-hmm. I really didn't start my career until I was 14. And the way I started my career, I started off strictly clean music all the way till right now. So I do have a couple like explicit songs for like, you know, the adults who like stuff like that. But mm-hmm. I have a message that I preach to the youth that you don't have to involve all that violence and stuff in your music in order for it to be cool.
In order for Kid J to express his unique lyrics, he discussed the hard work and dedication behind promoting his message. One of the ways of highlighting his message is going to local schools throughout his community. Kid J even stated he wants to build a local autism high school within the next 5 years. The inspiration behind his ultimate goal was his little brother, who is currently 10 years old.
Me and my dad, my manager, we go to schools out here for the youth. We go to every elementary that's in our city, and the kids love me there. They love seeing me. They love when they catch me in the mall and stuff. And we work in autistic programs too, because mm-hmm. my dream is to get big one day, and I want to build an all autistic high school for my little brother, so that way when he goes to high school, he has somewhere to feel comfortable with people that's just like him.
He talked briefly about different types of media outlets throughout his years of promoting his music.
I've been on every TV station out here in Detroit. I've been on Local 4, I've been on Channel 7, been on Fox 2 News. I've been on WJOB, the radio, and the TV channel. Yeah, but when they did the segments on me, they were doing like whole segments on my movement and highlighting what I do for my community. I performed at the Fox Theater in front of 5,000 people in Detroit. It was my biggest crowd that I've had so far. But the reason I was performing at the Fox Theater, and this was about two and a half years ago, because mm-hmm. I won a contest that was on the radio out here for the best song you sent in to the radio station, and they picked mm-hmm. my song. So they ran my song on the radio all week, and the prize for winning was you got to perform at the Fox Theater with the cast of the Rap Game with Jermaine Dupri. I got to be backstage at the Fox Theater, and I got to autograph the wall that they have back there with, like, all the celebrities.
I mean, that's good, especially being a young black man and being your music is positive, and you know, we need that for the youth and just in general for our culture. When it comes to you like creating and starting your own music, like what made you want to create a unique style and a unique image from different rappers, you know?
What made me want to create a different style was the fact that everybody, I feel like in rap right now, I feel like you can line up a whole, like, you can literally take the hottest songs right now and you can line them up in order, and it's kind of crazy that they all sound the same.
Yeah.
And to me, I feel like I want to be different, you know, from the all the way from the Roddy Riches and Lil Babies and the, you know, the Drakes, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like I took their styles a little bit and formed it into my own personal sound.
When it comes to, like, coming up with creative lyrics and when you're writing a song, like, what is that process like?
It usually takes me 10 to 15 minutes to write a song.
Oh, wow, okay. That's
yeah,
that's
And, yeah, every time I explain that to, like, let's say I'm talking to a rapper that's, like, bigger than me, every time I tell them I like, write a song that only takes me 10 to 15 minutes and they hear it, they'd be like, bro, you know what I'm saying? This ain't normal. And I'd just be like, what you mean? Like, I'm just rapping, you know? But, I feel like it takes me 10 to 15, and that's because, honestly, I feel like I got a lot of things to write about as far as content because of how hard I had it growing up.
During the time of, like, the pandemic and the protesting, how have you been able to speak to, like, the youth?
I came up with a poem recently.
Okay.
I came up with a poem about what's been going on, Black Lives Matter for Arbery and George Floyd, and protest out here in my community. It was hundreds of people. I said my poem to the people that was marching with us at the protest, and like they just like they enjoyed it and they appreciated the fact that they feel like they put me on a higher standard, and they just feel good that I can, I guess, come down to the standard.
How long did it take you just to do that? Was it 10 or was it 15, or just is it something that you've been like already had in your stash, or what's going on with?
It was right before the protest.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was, I wrote it an hour before the protest because my dad was like, hey, they want you to speak at the protest. It was like, you can either speak or do a poem or something. And I was like, I'm going to do both. So
okay.
I spoke too, and I was writing it. It honestly just flowed out of me because when I seen that George Floyd video, I honestly could not sleep. When I look at myself and I be like, bro, something like that was to happen to me, I don't want to just be another story that they tell, or for like me being scared that something like this could happen to me.
Anything that you want to see within your community to change for the best during this time of need?
Like, a lot of people should get involved with the NAACP.
Okay.
As far as community, because at the protest there was this elderly talking, African-American. He was, you know, he was on the mic yelling and was like, y'all need to join the NAACP, saying that y'all just here doing a lot of talking and less doing. Come to the NAACP and we can do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like a lot of people just need to get more involved with what's going on. You know, he was talking about how people need to, like, inform themselves and get more educated what's going on as far as the situation in Black history. So yeah, I'd agree with that. I feel like people, yeah, they should get more involved with what's going on and they should educate themselves on what's happening.
So what would you like to say to your fans when it comes to voicing their opinions and not being ashamed of being uncomfortable and being like me?
Sometimes the best experience that you have are going to be when you're out of your comfort zone. And you should never be afraid to be different or try something out the box, because at the end of the day, you don't never want to be like nobody. You don't never want to be compared to somebody. You always want to be you, your own character. You know, you never want to follow after nobody. You want to look like the leader. And honestly, it's better to be different, because then all eyes are on you. Because people looking at them like, oh, no, they different, they weird, but then eventually that weird is going to turn into, oh, I kind of like them. So I feel like it's always good to be different. Think out the box. Okay, here's my message. Be different, think out the box, and execute. And what I mean by execute is whatever you doing to get out that box, you should be able to execute what you're trying to do.
Where do you see yourself within the next 5 years within your music and then your community?
Next 5 years, I see myself opening up all autistic high school for my little brother, because right now he 10 right now, so it kind of would be perfect timing. Actually, he'd be 15. But that's where I see myself opening up a school. Hopefully, I just got my record label established. So, okay. Hopefully, you know, down the line, that's going to do good. And then I personally want to start a clothing line. And I just see myself doing a lot of things, actually, because I'm so intertwined and like involved with a lot of stuff as far as like community, all the way to rap, all the way to what we're doing out here with the Black Lives Matter movement. So I got my hands in a little bit of everything right now. Oh, music-wise, though, I see me still dropping some bangers. No, I hope, 5 years from now, I hope to be, 5 or 6 albums in.
Do you have any upcoming projects for this this year, for 2020?
Yes, ma'am. So, last year, I just dropped my album, Golden Child, which was my first album. It did a little something-something.
Okay.
But this year I'm dropping another album, and I'm hoping to drop it within the next 2 or 3 months. It's called SKDS. It's an acronym for Same Kid, Different Story.
Even though 2020 was difficult, Kid J is still able to create a positive vision for his career. When it comes to upcoming projects, he announced his upcoming album, which is titled Same Kid, Different Story. This album is set to be released towards the end of 2020. A big special thank you to Kid J for this interview. If you know anyone who's interested in sharing a local story or their own personal story with the Eastern Echo podcast, please feel free to contact us through email, podcast@easternecho.com. I am reporter and producer Bianca Ramsey of this episode, and I am signing off.